Randy.
Thank you, Joyce, and good evening, everyone. It is the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. Time to take a look at scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past week and weekend. Our show, of course, you hear it on Sunday nights. You can also hear it during the week because we are recording, and you can play back the Dick Putt Show whenever you'd like to. Kirby does a downloading of the show on Monday, so yes. This week's edition of the Dick Putt Show will be available online at mychasm.com, mychasm.com. Just click on the sports tab and you'll see the latest Dick Putt Show. We're brought to you tonight by Albany Chrysler Center, Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville, the Sox Center Herald and Star Post, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Kramer Lumber of Melrose, the Freeport State Bank, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, BNS Excavating over in Belgrade, Willenbring Dahl, Woken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon in Albany, Halfley's Bar of Richmond, Westside Liquor in Wade Park, Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, Central Minnesota Realty, Kensington Insurance Agency of El Rosa and Belgrade, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, IPM Incorporated Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Wade Park, Century 21 First Realty, John Dole, your realtor, Columbia Gear of Avon, the Greenwald Insurance Agency, Ron's Oil and Propane, Rosa Lumber, bringing us the Dick Putt Show, along with West Central Sanitation, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix over in New Munich, Sauk Center in Long Prairie, Shady Silver Spur of St. Martin, the Wood Shop in Avon, Corky's Bar in Richmond, and Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph. Before I start the Dick Putt Show, I've got to pass on my condolences to the Ron Barney Sobernick family. I see Barney passed away this past week, and Barney, a neighbor of mine, but also a colleague of mine over the years in amateur baseball. And my condolences again to the family. Barney gave us so many fun years of excitement on the baseball field. It didn't matter if you were playing for him or playing against him, or sitting in the stands watching him manage a Richmond baseball game. There was always excitement in the stands and in the dugouts and on the field when Barney Sobernick was part of the game. And so we will miss Barney. We will miss Barney, and we will have lots of Barney Sobernick stories to share in years to come. All right, let's dig into our Dick Putt Show tonight. Dick Putt Show. We go over to the Sauk Valley League, and Sartell crossing the river today, taking on the Sauk Rapids Cyclones, and the Muskies defeat Sauk Rapids by a score of 11-0 in seven innings. Adam Winker will pick up the win from the Muskies this afternoon with relief help from David Dominski in the sixth and David Schlungen in the seventh. That's all I got on this ball game, as Sartell defeats the Sauk Rapids Cyclones this afternoon by a score of 11-0 in seven innings. Over in the County Line League, let's go to County Line, and we find on Saturday in the County Line League, it was Painesville at Starbuck, and Starbuck defeats Painesville by a score of 14-2 in seven innings. 14 runs, 14 hits and an error for Starbuck, 2 runs, 3 hits and an error for Painesville. Darian Alexander will pick up the win for Starbuck as he goes the distance, his catcher Austin Fries. And for Painesville, Sam Orline pitching in that ballgame. I did not get the starter in this ballgame, and the catcher was Drew Tangen. Some hitting highlights for Starbuck on Saturday. Michael Gruber was 2-for-4. Darian Alexander, 2-for-4. He had a triple and 5 RBIs. Matt Gruber, a big day, 3-for-5 with a solo home run in the first, a 2-run homer in the sixth. And Aaron Versteeg, even a bigger day, 4-for-4, as Aaron had a double, a triple, and 4 RBIs. For Painesville on Saturday, Rick Hendrickson 2-for-3 in that ball game, as Starbuck defeats Painesville on Saturday in seven innings, 14-2. On Sunday in the County Line League, Starbuck traveled over to Regal this afternoon, and Starbuck defeating Regal by a score of 10-9. 10 runs, 16 hits, 2 errors for Starbuck, 9 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Regal. Austin Versteeg on the mound will start for Starbuck today, relieved by Torrey Johnson in the eighth. Michael Gruber in the eighth gets the win, and the catcher Austin Fries. For Regal, Brandon Wadle starts, relieved by Connor Roloff in the eighth. Jordan Wozmik in the eighth. He'll take the loss. And the catcher, Derek Dingerud. Some hitting highlights for Starbuck today. Matt Gruber, 2-for-5. Darren Alexander, he was 3-for-5. Mitch Gruber, 2-for-5. Drew Oldenowski, he was 2-for-4. And Michael Gruber, 2-for-3 this afternoon. For Regal, Luke Knudsen had a double. Josh Beyer, 2-for-4. Jordan Wozmik, 2-for-5 with a double. Blake Karsh had a double. And Kai Schneider with a double. A final this afternoon from Regal had Starbuck defeating Regal 10-9. Painesville over at New London Spicer today at the fields in Spicer, and New London Spicer defeating Painesville by a score of 10-1. 10 runs, 13 hits, and an error for New London Spicer. 1 run, 5 hits, 2 errors for Painesville. Hunter Magnuson on the mound will pick up the win, relieved by Derek Dizal in the ninth, and the catchers were Derek Dizal and Mike Danielson. For Painesville, Luke Johnson starts taking the loss, relieved by Blake Bogley in the fourth, Griffin Bierke in the eighth, and the catchers Griffin Bierke and Drew Tangen. Hitting highlights for New London Spicer today, Mike Danielson, a 2-run home run in the first and a couple RBIs. Adam Schrader was 2-for-3 with a double. Hunter Magnuson, 3-for-4 this afternoon. Josh Soiney, 2-for-4 with a double. And Braden Skindelen. He had a double, and Derek Dizal with a double. For Painesville, Sam Orline with a double today. A final this afternoon from Spicer Fields and New London Spicer over Painesville by a score of 10-1. All right, we'll take our first break here in the Dick Put Show. When we come back, we're going to head over to the Victory League and find out their scores and highlights.
Hi, Dan Zimmerman here for the law firm of Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman with the rest of my waiter's story. So I was standing in a duck slough in my old waiter's when I noticed that familiar, uncomfortable feeling as an apparent leak began letting in some pretty cold water. It was at that moment that I thought, old waiter's are just like old estate plans. You need to tend to them from time to time to keep them leak-proof. Sometimes a patch will do, and sometimes replacement is needed. Spending a little to save a lot is the key, not only for you, but your loved ones too. Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman can help. Keep listening to Chasm for details.
Set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop in and enjoy a pizza, your favorite beverage, popcorn, or microwave sandwich. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Coco, Bonnie, Amy, and Doug. At Halfley's Bar, you can always play a friendly game of darts or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Swing by Halfley's Bar in Richmond where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Put Show since the beginning of time.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Put Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors, you've come to trust.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 14 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Stop in at QPC Store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op, 320-987-3297.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix with three locations to serve you better. New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or small. Phone them at 320-837-5288 or check online at www.wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.
All right, we're back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. We go over to the Victory League. And on Wednesday night in the Victory League, of course, Box 9 Town Ball Tour was in Freeport as Avon taking on Freeport on Friday night. And that game ended in a 2-2 postponement. They will resume that game at a later date, but that game was tied 2-2 when rain forced that game to be put into postponement hold. And so they will make that up at a later date. Matt Pickleman had started for Avon, relieved by Jackson Henderson. Andrew Kurzman had started for Freeport. Caleb Curry in that ballgame was 2-for-4 with the double. Carter Holthouse, 2-for-3 with the double. Ilian Mesquita, he had a double. Reese Gregory with a double. Carter Phillippe with a double. And for Freeport, Trevor Sawyer and Brandon Sawyer each with hits. So that game tied 2-2. They will resume that at some point, Avon at Freeport, from Wednesday night. On Friday night, Sobieski traveled over to Avon, and Avon defeated Sobieski on Friday night by a score of 9-2. 9 runs, 19 hits, 4 errors for Avon. 3 runs, 3 hits, 4 errors for Sobieski. Dominic Gosting starts on the mound for Avon, relieved by Ilian Mesquita. In the 4th, he'll pick up the win, and Carter Holthouse, the catcher. For Sobieski, Scott Litchie starts, taking the loss, relieved by Colin Ekman in the 6th, and the catcher was Riley Hirsch. Some hitting highlights for Avon on Friday night. Ryan Jansen, 2-for-5. Caleb Curry, a big night, 4-for-5 for Caleb. Carter Phillippe was 2-for-4. Joe Dolan, 3-for-5 in the ballgame. Peyton Randall was 3-for-5. Carter Holthouse, 3-for-4 with a double. And Cole Wellman had a double for Avon on Friday night. For Sobieski, Matt Beyer was 2-for-5. So a final again on Friday night had Avon defeating Sobieski 9-3. On Saturday in the Victory League, St. Wendell at Flensburg, and St. Wendell defeats Flensburg in 7 innings, 12-2. 12 runs, 10 hits, 5 errors for St. Wendell, 2 runs, 6 hits, 5 errors for Flensburg. Peter Schomer will pick up the win for St. Wendell as he goes the distance, and Tyler Check takes the loss for Flensburg. Some hitting highlights for St. Wendell. Austin Diekman had 2 home runs in this ballgame and had 6 RBIs. Brandon Diekman had a home run and 3 RBIs. For Flensburg, Reese Hubbard, he reached base twice for Flensburg, as on Saturday it was St. Wendell 12, Flensburg 2 in 7 innings. On Saturday, St. Stephen went over to Freeport for a night game, and St. Stephen defeated Freeport by a score of 15-8. 15 runs, 13 hits, 5 errors for St. Stephen. 8 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors for Freeport. Landon Lunzer will start on the mound, relieved by Derek Durant in the 7th. He picks up the win for St. Stephen. Ivor Papke will start for Freeport, relieved by Carter Neuenschwander in the 6th. He'll take the loss. Ryan Herdering comes in, and Ben Mettenberg comes in the 9th for Freeport. Some hitting highlights for St. Stephen. Matt Meyer, 4-for-7, had 3 runs scored with 2 doubles. Cole Fuecker had 3 hits, one of them being a double, and a 3-run home run in the eighth inning to tie this ball game up. Logan and Landon Lunzer each doubled as well for St. Stephen. For Freeport, Matt Johnson had two hits. Cody Rose had a solo home run in the fourth inning, and Nate Mettenberg with a double. So a final on Saturday night had St. Stephen defeating Freeport by a score of 15-8. On Sunday in the Victory League, Opole making their way to St. Wendell, and it was Opole defeating St. Wendell by a score of 6-1. Six runs, eight hits, and an error for Opole. One run, seven hits, two errors for St. Wendell. Tate Lang will get the complete game victory for Opole today. Ronaldo Ramos starts for St. Wendell. He'll take the loss, Austin Dickman, in the sixth inning. Some hitting highlights for Opole today. Tate Lang was 3-for-5. He had a solo home run in the first and a solo home run in the ninth. Max Posch had three hits, and Drew Lang doubled. For St. Wendell, Logan Harn had three hits on the day with a double. Austin Dickman had two hits with a solo home run in the sixth inning, and Brandon Dickman doubled. So final today had Opole defeating St. Wendell 6-1. It was Upsala at Flensburg this afternoon, and Upsala defeats Flensburg in seven innings, 12-2. 12 runs, 14 hits for Upsala, 2 runs, 5 hits for Flensburg. Levi Lampert, he had a 7-inning complete game victory for Upsala today. Russ Bellbaum, he took the loss, pitching a complete game for Flensburg. Some hitting highlights for Upsala today. Levi Lampert, 3 hits on the day. He had a home run in the first and a triple. Matt Swanson also had 3 hits. Nothing for Flensburg. A little more on that Avon Freeport game. With that game tied 2-2 in the seventh inning when it rained, the game was suspended, and they have not picked a time, date, or location when they will make that game up. That was the Wednesday night game between Freeport and Avon. I have one more score that just came in to my sports desk here from the County Line League. That had Norway Lake Sunbird beating Atwater today 3-1. So the Lakers with a big win over Atwater this afternoon, 3-1. Norway Lake Sunbird, the victor. All right, we're going to take another break here on the Dick Put Show. When we come back, it's Central Valley League scores and highlights.
In the business of promoting your business.
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as the supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin wishes the Martins and all Central Minnesota baseball teams good luck this amateur baseball season. Shady Silver Spur has happy hour Tuesday through Friday from 4 until 7 and Saturday and Sunday from 2 until 5 with $1 off domestic beer and rail pours. Friday, it's a wing and pizza special for $20, and Sunday, it's keys for cash at 5 p.m. Stop in before or after the game, and good luck Martins from Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin. This past winter was a brutal one, and maybe you noticed your windows were a bit drafty and you are thinking of replacing. El Rosa Lumber and Thermotech work together to bring you the efficient windows you need in your home, plus they add value and improve the looks of your home. Contact El Rosa Lumber and ask them about installing Thermotech windows in your home this summer or fall. Save on cooling this summer and heating this coming winter season. Remember El Rosa Lumber and Thermotech for your next project. They thank you for your business. We all look forward to annual traditions. Farmers returning to their fields and raising crops for another year. Ducks and geese are back from their winter vacation. And baseball is being played on our hometown fields. Farmers always have a renewed optimism for a profitable cropping season. And at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, we thank farmers for believing in the co-op model. Remember, it's not too late to do a custom farm plan or discuss with staff at Painesville Soil Center about crop scouting during the cropping season. Good luck to all the area amateur baseball teams from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op. Finding that missing shin guard. Remembering whether it's a home or away game. Getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things like not being that fan. That's simple human sense.
Call Nancy Mathiason or Julie Anderson at Kensington Insurance. Your future protected.
Stearns County Baseball in the summertime. Go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority. With offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Wood Shop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Wood Shop of Avon.
All right, we're back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. Let's go over to the Central Valley League on Friday night. I had my fourth installment of the Chasm Game of the Week, and that had Luxembourg traveling over to Eden Valley on Friday night. It was Luxembourg defeating Eden Valley in eight innings by a score of 15-3. 15 runs, 20 hits, an error for Luxembourg. They left 10 men on base, and for Eden Valley, three runs on one hit. They committed four errors and they left six on base. The winning pitcher on Friday night was J.T. Harn. He went the distance, picking up the win. His catchers were Will Bachman and D.J. Krohn. For Eden Valley, Austin Schlungen started, taking the loss, relayed by Matthew Penneritz and their catcher, Matt Unterberger. Some hitting highlights for Luxembourg on Friday night. Luke Harn, 2-for-4. Luke Schmidt was 2-for-3. Josh Lanko, he was 2-for-3 with a double. Will Bachman, 2-for-3. He had two doubles. DJ Krohn was 2-for-3. Brady Kenning, 2-for-5. Cade Stang was 3-for-4 in the ballgame, and Tyler Stang was 2-for-4. For Eden Valley, Cullen Hoffman had the one lone hit. And that was our final again on Friday night. Luxembourg 15, Eden Valley 3 in eight innings. On Saturday in the Central Valley League, it was St. Nick traveling over to Kimball, and Kimball defeats St. Nick in seven innings, 13-0. 13 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for Kimball, no runs, 5 hits, 10 errors for St. Nick. Ben Johnson on the mound will pick up the victory, relieved by Andy Dingman in the sixth, and the catcher Matt Friesen. For St. Nick, Derek Keekley starts, taking the loss, relieved by Damian Lincoln in the sixth inning, and the catcher Connor Lincoln. Some hitting highlights for Kimball on Saturday. Matt Friesen was 2-for-5, Matt with a double. Tommy Friesen, 2-for-2 in that ballgame, and Ashton Hannon, 1-for-3 with a double. For St. Nick on Saturday, we had Tanner Anderson, 2-for-5 in the ballgame. Dylan Rausch was 2-for-4, and Nick Cowan had a double. So a final on Saturday from Kimball in seven innings, Kimball 13 and St. Nicholas nothing. Other scores this evening from the Central Valley League, St. Augusta at Luxembourg today, and Luxembourg defeats St. Augusta by a score of 11-0. 11 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Luxembourg. No runs, 4 hits, and 4 errors for St. Augusta. Reed Funenstein on the mound for Luxembourg today. He picks up the win, relieved by Cade Stang in the 6th, Brady Kenning in the 7th, and the catcher Will Bachman. For St. Augusta, Aaron Fruth starts, taking the loss, relieved by Nevin Bloom in the 3rd, and Zach Laudenbach in the 6th, and the catcher was Adam Guast. Some hitting highlights today for Luxembourg. Luke Harn had a double. Josh Lanko, 2-for-4. Will Bachman was 2-for-3 today with three RBIs and a double. Derek Orth, big day, 2-for-4 today, 3 RBIs for Derek. He had a 2-run homer in the third and a solo home run in the sixth for Orth, and Reed Funnenstein with a double. For St. Augusta, Zach Laudenbach was 2-for-3. So a final this afternoon had Luxembourg defeating St. Augusta by a score of 11-0. Watkins, they traveled over to St. Nick this afternoon, and Watkins defeats St. Nick by a score of 9-2. 9 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Watkins, 2 runs, 7 hits, and an error for St. Nick. Matt Geislinger on the mound will pick up the win today for Watkins, relieved by Carson Geislinger in the 7th, and the catchers Lincoln Hogan and Lane Harf. For St. Nick, Dylan Rausch starts, taking the loss, relieved by Connor Lincoln in the 7th, and Tanner Rausch, the catcher for St. Nicholas. Dan Berg was 2-for-4 today for Watkins, and Carson Geislinger 2-for-4 for Watkins. For St. Nick, Damian Lincoln was 3-for-5, Tanner Rausch, a solo home run in the 9th inning, and Connor Lincoln 1-for-3 with a couple of stolen bases. So a final this afternoon from St. Nicholas, it was Watkins 9 and St. Nicholas 2. Got a late score just coming in here. Kimball over at Eden Valley this afternoon. And Kimball defeats Eden Valley by a score of 19-2 in 7 innings. 19 runs, 17 hits, 3 errors for Kimball, 2 runs, 5 hits, and 3 errors for Eden Valley. On the mound today for Kimball, Tommy Friesen starts. He'll pick up the win, relieved by Craig Meyer in the fourth, or in the fifth, Zach Dingman in the sixth, and Skylar Gruba in the 7th inning. For Eden Valley, Austin Berg starts, taking the loss, relieved by Jackson Geislinger in the 3rd. Coming in the 5th inning, it's Stephen Penneritz, and in the 7th inning, Riley Geislinger. Some hitting highlights today for Kimball, and there were many of them. Austin Rooley today, 1-for-4, Austin with a home run and an RBI. Matt Friesen on the afternoon, 4-for-6. Matt with a double. Tommy Friesen, 2-for-3 this afternoon for Kimball. Cade Marquardt, 1-for-2. He had a double. Ben Johnson, 2-for-3 with 2 doubles today. Scott Marquardt, 1-for-4 with a double. Adam Beyer, 1-for-2 with a double. Other highlights, we had Brooks Marquardt today, 2-for-2. 2-for-2 for Brooks on the day. And Cody Leiter with a double today for Kimball. And also Noah Young with a double for Kimball this afternoon. So a lot of hitting highlights for the Express today for Eden Valley on the afternoon. Matt Unterberger was 2-for-2 today, or 2-for-3 today. Matt was 2-for-3 for Eden Valley. As Kimball defeats Eden Valley this afternoon by a score of 19-2 in 7 innings. All right, we're going to take another break here on the Dick Putt Show. When we come back, it's Stearns County League scores and highlights right after these messages.
For all of your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, design, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating, Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Dairyland Supply and Sac Center has been your go-to short-line farm equipment dealer for 49 years. We specialize in the feeding and manure handling for your farming operation. Dairyland Supply has 16 employees with over 200 years of combined experience, and we are here to help. If you are needing to purchase equipment, need repair on your equipment, or if you need parts to fix your equipment, then give Dairyland Supply a call. We have the experience to keep your operation running smoothly. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
The team at Ron's Oil and Propane is here to provide fuel, gas, and propane for your home, farm, or business. Hit a home run by calling Ron's Oil and Propane for all your energy needs.
Call Ron's 320-256-3680 or check him out online, ronsfuels.com, RAHNfuels.com.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor. with 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor is one near you.
For 80 years, Columbia Gear has been building gears and careers right here in the beautiful Avon Lakes area. Start building your career today at Columbia Gear in Avon, where their employees are their most valued assets. If you have good mechanical ability and want to be a part of a progressive work environment, Columbia Gear wants you to be a part of their successful team. With Columbia Gear's 80 years of experience of success in manufacturing gears, power transmission components, and assemblies, they have grown to be one of the largest family-owned employers in central Minnesota. Benefits include great weekly pay. Incredible benefits including weekly PTO accrual, paid holidays, 401k, low-cost health, dental, vision, and more. We are willing to train. Apply today and build your career today with Columbia Gear in Avon.
Whether buying or selling real estate, it's one of the biggest investments you'll make in your lifetime. Hi, this is John Dold of Century 21 First Realty. I had the opportunity to play amateur baseball for the Richmond Royals for 17 years and built lifelong friendships. It was there I discovered that so many of my peers made the decision to buy their first home so they could remain close and play baseball for their hometown team. Now my team is Century 21 First Realty. If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, business, or farm, call me at 320-492-7010. Email john.dold@century21.com or visit John Dole Real Estate on Facebook.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
We're back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. Let's dig into some more scores and highlights. In the Stearns County League on Friday night, Greenwald over at El Rosa, and El Rosa defeats Greenwald by a score of 10-1. 10 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for El Rosa, 1 run, 4 hits, and 3 errors for Greenwald. Ethan Vogt will start on the mound for El Rosa Friday night, picks up the win, relieved by Will Van Beck in the 7th, and the catcher was Blaine Fisher. For Greenwald, Tyler Hoffman starts. He'll take the loss, relieved by Ethan Edel in the 2nd, Derek Wessel in the 7th, and the catcher, Tyler Thomas. Some hitting highlights for El Rosa on Friday night. Jackson Peter was 2-for-3 with a double. Gavin Campson, 1-for-2. Gavin with a solo home run in the 2nd inning. For Greenwald, Gabe Schweders, 2-for-3. So a final on Friday night. It was El Rosa 10, Greenwald 1. On Friday night, Roscoe made their way over to St. Martin, taking on the Martins at Ray Weber Field, and St. Martin defeats Roscoe by a score of 3-0. 3 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for St. Martin, no runs, 5 hits, and an error for Roscoe. Ben Schrader on the mound will pick up the victory for the Martins, relieved by Carter Thielen in the 9th, and the catcher was Zach Moritz. For Roscoe, Josiah Utch starts, taking the loss, relieved by Parker Brzezinka in the 7th, and the catcher Max Ottman. Hitting highlights for the Martins on Friday night, Brady Goble, 3-for-4, and Ryan Messer was 2-for-3. For Roscoe, Russell Leindecker, 2-for-3 on Friday night. And so St. Martin defeated Roscoe 3-0. On Saturday in the Stearns County League, Greenwald traveled to Roscoe, and Greenwald defeats Roscoe on Saturday 3-2. 3 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for Greenwald, 2 runs, 5 hits, and an error for Roscoe. Brett Engelmeyer will go the distance for the Cubs as he picks up the victory, his catcher Tyler Thomas. For Roscoe, Bryce Vanderbeek starts, taking the loss, relieved by Parker Brzezinka in the 9th, and the catcher Max Ottman. Hitting highlights for Greenwald, Brett Engelmeyer was 2-for-4, Gabe Schweders 2-for-3, Sam Freeler and Ethan Edel both had doubles. For Roscoe, Chris Vanderbeek had a 2-run homer in the 9th inning for the Rangers, as Greenwald defeats Roscoe on Saturday 3-2. On Sunday in the Stearns County League, New Munich made their way to Richmond, and in 7 innings, New Munich defeats Richmond 12-0. 12 runs, 11 hits, no errors for New Munich. No runs, 4 hits, 6 errors for Richmond. Ty Reller on the mound for New Munich on Sunday, he'll pick up the win, relieved by Caden Sand in the seventh, and the catcher was Carter Shipler. For Richmond, Isaac Holthaus starts, taking the loss, relieved by DJ Schleicher in the fifth, and the catcher Tyler Prom. Hitting highlights for New Munich on Sunday, Carter Beer, 2-for-4. Will Funk was 2-for-5. Brandon Holm and Hunter Goyle, each with doubles, and a big day for Devin Hansen as he goes 3-for-4 in the ballgame. For Richmond, Sam Holthaus was 2-for-2. A final today in seven innings had New Munich defeating Richmond 12-0. And a couple games between Meyer Grove and Spring Hill today. They, first of all, making up a game that was supposed to be played in Meyer Grove. This was Meyer Grove taking on Spring Hill. And Meyer Grove was the home team here. As Spring Hill defeats Meyer Grove in the first game today, 3-0. 3 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Spring Hill. No runs, 8 hits, and no errors for Meyer Grove. Ben Welly will go the distance today for Spring Hill, picking up the win, his catcher Nathan Terrace. For Meyer Grove, Matt Imdick starts, taking the loss, his catcher Ryan Ohmscheid. Hitting highlights for Spring Hill in this first ball game today, Jamie Terrace was 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs, and Eric Terrace was 3-for-4 in the ball game. For Meyer Grove, Kurt Marthaler was 3-for-4 today. Tyler Musho, 2-for-5, and Ryan Ohmscheid had a double. So a final this afternoon in game number one, it was Spring Hill 3, Meyer Grove nothing. And game number two had Spring Hill taken on Meyer Grove. Spring Hill comes out on top in game number two, 10-6. 10 runs, 14 hits, 1 error for the Chargers. 6 runs, 14 hits, and 3 errors for Meyer Grove. Anthony Reberman will pick up the win for Spring Hill today, relieved by Jordan Welly in the ninth, and the catcher was Nathan Terrace. For Meyer Grove, Josh Relke starts, taking the loss, relieved by Joe Schwinghammer in the sixth, Josh Ohmscheid in the seventh, Jordan Klopach in the eighth, or in the ninth, and the catcher was Ryan Ohmscheid. Some hitting highlights for Spring Hill today. Big day for Jamie Terrace, 3-for-5, solo home run in the fifth, solo home run in the sixth, and 3 RBIs. Austin Schoenberg, 2-for-4 today with a solo home run in the fifth and a couple RBIs. Regan Nelson, 2-for-4 today with a couple RBIs. Eric Terrace was 2-for-3. And Dylan Gertken had himself a triple. For Meyer Grove, Colton Meyer a big day, 4-for-5 with a grand slam home run in the ninth inning for Meyer. Jordan Klopach, 3-for-5 today. Josh Ohmscheid, 3-for-4. And Riley Elfering, 1-for-1 on the afternoon as Spring Hill defeats Meyer Grove by a score of 10-6. All right, when we come back, we've got some exhibition results to report. We'll also bring you our schedule for the coming week, and we'll let you know where our next Chasm Game of the Week will be after these messages.
Do you have wireless dead spots in your home or business? Well, Albany Mutual Telephone can help. Let our team of professionals maximize your wireless internet signal where you need it most. With our managed Wi-Fi, we offer an industry-leading technology solution that boosts your wireless internet connection. Get managed Wi-Fi from Albany Mutual Telephone today. Call us at 320-845-2101 or visit online at albanytel.com. Albany Mutual Telephone. Technology all the way home.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville loves serving breakfast, lunch, and evening dinners to their loyal customers. New at Queen Bee's, it's Cedar Crest hard serve ice cream, available in 8 flavors. What a perfect treat after your meal. Have it in a bowl or take it to go in a regular or waffle cone. Plus, Queen Bee's can do the cooking for your graduation parties. Treat your guests to pulled pork, roast beef, or tacos. Just call and place your order at 243-3975. And don't forget, Queen Bee's has bar bingo every Tuesday night at 6:30, sponsored by the Painesville Lions.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sox Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesdays and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sox Center Herald is published weekly on Thursdays. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up weekly editions in many local grocery and convenience stores. We are proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post. Greenwald Insurance Agency is proud to sponsor the Dick Put Show, a longtime aired program on KASM. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Insurance Agency. Come see us at Greenwald Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Troy Freeler, Lisa Bertram, Ruth Heinen, and Jim Camphenkel are all available to help you with all of your farm, home, auto, health, and business insurance needs. Give us a call, 987-3223 today. Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1933 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and great comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling. Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating. Serving the local area since 1996. They are licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, class 5, basements, dozer, and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They are available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area. Proud to sponsor Albany Husky Sports on Chasm.
All right, welcome back to the Dick Put Show here on KASM Radio. Randy Rothstein with you tonight. And, yeah, we have a couple exhibition games were going on this past week. And on Friday night, Kimball was at Litchfield, taking on Litchfield. And that final score was 4-3, Litchfield over Kimball on Friday night. 4 runs, 7 hits. And no errors for Litchfield, 3 runs, 10 hits, and an error for Kimball. Ben Altslaven starts for Litchfield on Friday night, relieved by Joey Hyde in the 8th. He'll get the win, and Jack Grantham in the 9th with the save. The catcher was Bauer Wall. For Kimball, Brooks Marquardt starts, relieved by Skylar Gruba in the 8th. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Cade Marquardt. Some hitting highlights for Litchfield on Friday night. Ed Estrada Jr. was 2-for-3. He had 2 doubles in that ballgame. Joey Hyde, 2-for-3 with a double, and Winky Estrada had a double. For Kimball, Adam Beyer, 2-for-4. Scott Marquardt and Matt Dingman, each with doubles, and Austin Rooley was 3-for-4. So that was a final on Friday night. An exhibition game had Litchfield defeating Kimball 4-3. On Saturday, Avon was over at El Rosa, and this ball game, they decided, ended up in a 2-2 tie as El Rosa and Avon played on Saturday. In that ball game, Joe Dolan was 3-for-3 for Avon. Elliot Burnett had a couple hits, and a couple hits for Jackson Peter and Derek Wiener for El Rosa. That was a final on Saturday, 2-2, that ball game. I know, too, this weekend there is that Farming Baseball Invitational going on. Did not get any scores from those games this weekend in the FBI tournament, they refer to it as, but that game going, are those games going on in Farming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, a big tournament. They had an awesome weekend. Great weather for the FBI tournament in Farming. Next weekend, I do know, as we start looking at the schedules here, it is the Quad Cities tournament, they call it, between Regal, Painesville, Lake Henry, and Roscoe, that Quad Cities tournament going on. So on Friday night, looks like this, games in the Quad Cities tournament. For Friday night, it'll be Regal taking on Roscoe in Painesville at 8 o'clock. And then on Saturday, it'll be Regal taking on Lake Henry at 5 o'clock. Lake Henry on Friday night will be at Painesville. And then on Saturday, they take on Regal. Lake Henry does. Painesville, they will be playing Lake Henry on Friday night at 6, and then they take on Roscoe at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. That's the Quad Cities tournament between Lake Henry, Regal, Painesville, and Roscoe. All right, some other games going on next weekend on Sunday in the Stearns County League at 1:30. It'll be St. Martin at Farming, and that's at 1:30 on Sunday. That Richmond and Lake Henry game, they're going to swap it out. It'll be Lake Henry at Richmond, and then later on in the season, it'll be Richmond at Lake Henry. But so they're swapping out next Sunday. It'll be Lake Henry at Richmond at 1:30, so just watch your schedules for that. Also, next Sunday, Roscoe will be at Spring Hill at 1:30 in Stearns County League action. Over in the Central Valley League, coming up next weekend on Friday night, St. Nick, they'll be at Eden Valley. St. Nick at Eden Valley, I believe that's a 7:30 start. And then it'll be the Cold Spring Rockies at St. Nick on Sunday. The Cold Spring Rockies will be at St. Nick on Sunday. Any other county line league? Let's go look here. We have nothing there in the county line league for next week. Over in the Sauk Valley League, coming up next weekend, it'll be Monticello. They'll host the Sartell Stone Ponies. That's on Saturday. And then it'll be the Stone Ponies traveling to Becker on Sunday in the Sauk Valley League next week. Monticello will actually be at Sauk Rapids taking on the Cyclones. That game will be on Friday night at 7:30 in Sauk Rapids. And looks like on Wednesday night we'll have the Sartell Muskies. They'll play host to Becker on Wednesday night in the Sauk Valley League. So busy schedule there for the coming week. Over in the Central Valley League, we have Kimball. They'll host Luxembourg next Sunday at 2 o'clock. That's Kimball hosting Luxembourg next Sunday at 2 o'clock over in the Central Valley League. And over in the Victory League, what do we got going on next weekend on Friday night? It'll be Buckman at St. Stephen. Don't make that Saturday afternoon. Saturday afternoon, Buckman at St. Stephen. We have Upsala. They'll be up at Aiken on Sunday. St. Wendell will be at Sobieski on Sunday. The Piers Lakers will be at Opole next Sunday. Freeport Black Sox, they'll take on Buckman next Sunday up in Buckman. Fort Ripley will be in Flensburg taking on the Falcons. And on Sunday, St. Matthias, they'll be at Sobieski. That'll be a 3:30 start next Sunday, St. Matthias at Sobieski. And Nisswa, they'll be at Randall next Sunday afternoon. Nisswa at Randall, that's a 4:30 start next Sunday afternoon. Where's the next Chasm game of the week coming up? The next Chasm game of the week? That will be in Avon. In Avon, Friday night. Friday night, I'll have St. Wendell at Avon, 7:30, the scheduled start time. That'll be our next Chasm game of the week, Friday night at 7:30. Friday night at 7:30, that Chasm game of the week, Avon hosting St. Wendell. Got some results from the FBI tournament. Looks like Pearl Lake beat Farming 3-1. It was Sauk Center defeating Pearl Lake 8-1. And Pearl Lake defeated Andover 9-5 for a third-place game. Jordan, they defeated Sauk Center, or were beating Sauk Center 8-1 in the championship game, and that was in the fourth inning over in Farming. So lots of scores from that. I'll have a complete rundown of some scores tomorrow morning on our Sports Scoreboard Show at 8:15 here on KASM. That'll do it. Another very busy Dick Putch Show here on KASM Radio. We're going to send it back to our studios in Albany. Thank you for joining us here tonight on KASM Radio.
Thanks, Randy. That was Randy Rothstein with the Dick Putch.